We're going to be talking with Katie Schoenfelder, who's with the Collegiate Farm Bureau, and also with Communicators of Tomorrow. Good morning, Katie.
Morning.
Let's talk, before we get going, why don't you talk of where you're from, what's your background, and also your major, and so on.
Sure. So I'm a sophomore ag communications major here at SDSU. I'm originally from here on South Dakota, where I grew up on our family farm, where we raise cattle and row crops.
So, and you're a sophomore?
Correct.
Okay. Well, you've got kind of a fun thing going on up there, and I heard you were kind of inspiring to move this across. First of all, before we get to that, you're the Collegiate Farm Bureau. I heard it's pretty active right now. New chapter. But.
Yeah, we have a lot going on. A group of our members just went to the National Farm Bureau Conference in Reno, Nevada, just a little bit ago. So yeah, we have quite a few things going on.
And that was a fun conference?
It was.
And I heard some took part in some of the competitions, but your first time, so it's kind of a new part of your career.
It was. A few of us competed, and actually they did a viewing of this movie in Reno as well, so it's quite the show.
So is that where you've seen this movie that's coming? Maybe we can talk about that. What's this movie called?
So the movie we're doing a viewing of is called Food Evolution, and it's a movie that basically talks about modern agricultural practices, specifically GMOs, and kind of debunking up a lot of myths that consumers have about them.
Now, you brought this, so we should mention when it's going to be and where it's going to be, too.
Yeah, so this will be right here on SDSU's campus in Bailey Rotunda D. It will be Wednesday, March 28th from 7 to 9 p.m.
And the Rotunda, that's a round building that right there. I don't want to call it, it's a H-E-N. I don't know what they call it now, the nursing building, isn't it?
It's right next to Wagner Hall.
Okay.
So. Yep.
They used to have different names. They've moved buildings around since I was there. That's been quite a while ago. Let's talk about what you're going to do that night. You're going to show the Food Evolution movie first?
Yep. So we're going to do a viewing of the Food Evolution movie, and then afterwards we're going to have a discussion panel where audience members can ask questions to our panel of experts. So if you guys have any questions about the movie or anything discussed in it, we'll have a good outlet for you to do that as well.
Who's on the panel?
So we have Brett Owens, who is a professor here on campus, and he'll cover the organic side of things. We have Katie Vanderwall, who is a registered dietitian. Brayden Hinker, who is a student here at SDSU. Ginger Post is a producer. And Kyle Gustafson is an agronomist.
So you guys all got to, your group got together, and you saw this movie and thought it'd really be something to show, huh?
Yeah, I actually learned or heard about this movie when I went down to Kansas City with AFA, which is Agriculture Future of America, and you know, we gotta, you know, meet people from all across the nation. And one thing that I heard across the board was that campuses, you know, had seen this movie and had done viewings of this movie and how great of a tool it was. And so I felt like that was something we should really bring back to the campus and do here for ourselves back in South Dakota.
Is this movie kind of made toward consumers, or?
So basically, this movie is really focusing on taking scientific facts and evidences. There's a lot of confusion with like the health benefits and a lot of that stuff that you hear in the media. When people hear the word GMOs, oftentimes they think that it's bad, but in reality it's not. And so it's really a documentary that's, you know, focused on using scientific facts and evidences to get the correct message out there.
Do you know who put this movie together or why it was put together or what organization?
So it was directed by Scott Hamilton Kennedy, and it's also narrated by Neil deGrasse Tyson. So there's a bunch of people who really just wanted to get down to the bottom of the debate on GMOs.
Well, I know, Katie, you guys are really getting a strong chapter up at the collegiate chapter up at the state. What got you into the Farm Bureau, the Collegiate Farm Bureau group?
Yeah. So for me, as an ag communications major. I really wanted something that I could get really involved and do something with. I wanted something, a club that would, you know, really help me build my skill sets for the real world. And when I was looking at clubs, I saw that this was a club that was really, you know, really involved in doing stuff on campus. So I felt like, you know, this movie is a really great example of some of the things we do.
Now, Ag Communications, what does that consist of?
So there's kind of two ways you can take this major. You can go more towards the journalism side. So I could write for a newspaper or a magazine, or you can go more towards the PR side of things. So for me, I have minors in graphic design and public relations, possibly going to look at getting something in marketing. So there's really a lot you can do with it. I know I have older people who have done this major who are extension agents or ag teachers. So it's really a broad major that you can do a lot with.
Are you looking to get with some type of company or corporation that you can be their marketing and promote agriculture?
Yeah, so that's kind of the end goal for me at least.
Well, you've got a long way, a lot of different ways to go, a few years to do it. Also, what are some of the events? You guys, some more events that you guys are planning on doing up there? I know this is going to be a big one. How many are you looking at having a pretty good crowd?
I think so. We got quite a few classes on campus here that will give extra credit, and we've gotten it in a few different places. So we're hoping to get quite a good number.
How many members do you have in the collegiate group?
I would say around 20 to 30.
So you got a good group started already. But now we should mention that this is not only with the SDSU Collegiate Farm Bureau, but you're also partnering with SDSU Agriculture Communicators of Tomorrow. And I suppose you're in both of these organizations, huh?
I am.
So you're,
ACT Club, which is Ag Communicators of Tomorrow, is a really great tool for, you know, AgCom students. So,
well, you've got a good thing going up there. Anything that you've seen the movie? Is anything that sticks out to you that you're seeing?
Yeah, I would say oftentimes, you know, we look at the consumers or people who are not involved in agriculture as kind of, you know, not being educated on a lot of these things. But I knew, as someone who came in with kind of that agriculture background, I was really surprised by some of the things that I learned. I think that agriculture is so precise nowadays that oftentimes we don't even know how to communicate the things within our own industry as well. So I felt like this was a really good tool to learn how to communicate those and have those evidences and facts to back up what we're defending why we're doing the things we do.
Well, Katie, it's nice to see some of you young people coming through college in the communications and promotion of agriculture, and maybe getting some of these misinformation and mixed messages and kind of straighten the things out using science-based information. So thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right, Katie, you have a good day, and good luck with your group and also on your movie showing, your panel.
Thank you.
All right, Katie. And that's Katie Schoenfelder.